The public has a right to know. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. That's how former Vice President Mike Pence feels about the FBI raid on his former boss's home. He calls the search of former President Trump's residence unprecedented action that calls for unprecedented transparency.
I must tell you, the president and I have had our differences, but I was deeply troubled.
While speaking at the Iowa State Fair, Pence said he didn't take classified information from the White House when he left. Lawyers for the former president could file as soon as today what's being described as a major motion challenging the FBI raid. It's expected to pertain to the Fourth Amendment. An uphill climb for the CDC as it works to overhaul operations.
Now that the dust has settled, people that really understand how the CDC works are telling us that just because the agency wants to change doesn't mean they can do that quickly. Congressman Daryl Issa, Republican of California, tweets, if the CDC wants to be more action-oriented after its disastrous COVID policies of school closures and masking kids in class, a good start would be to replace its current leadership. But that's not going to happen.
Fox's Peter Ducey. For starters, the agency says it needs to say what it knows when it knows it. As migrants pour across our southern border, some of them are winding up in Washington, D.C. or New York City. They're being bussed by the governors of Texas and Arizona.
This is not only dangerous, we're paying a cost in lives and money as a result of the failure of the Biden administration. So D.C. mayor, New York mayor, call your buddy Joe Biden and tell him to secure the border.
Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, both mayors are asking the government for more resources. America's listening to Fox News.
Fox News Radio on demand on the Fox News app. Download the app and just click listen. When you swipe left, you can listen to your favorite Fox News talk shows live. Swipe right for the latest Fox News Radio newscasts on demand. Fox News Radio on the Fox News app. Download it today.
A man who carried out barbaric crimes as a member of ISIS will spend the rest of his days behind bars.
A British national known as one of the Islamic State Beatles was sentenced to life in prison by a federal judge in Virginia. El-Shafi El-Sheikh was found guilty in April on charges related to the deaths of four American hostages in Syria, including journalist James Foley and aid worker Kayla Mueller. Three of the hostages were beheaded in videos posted online. The ISIS group, known as the Beatles because of their British accents, kidnapped about two dozen Westerners a decade ago. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The U.S. and Iran could be inching closer to a new nuclear deal. Iran has reportedly dropped demands that the country's Revolutionary Guard Corps be removed from the State Department's list of terror organizations. The administration says President Biden has been firm and consistent that he will not lift that designation. Global fears of an environmental catastrophe are growing in Ukraine.
Ukraine and Russia are accusing each other of planning provocations outside of Europe's largest nuclear power plant. The UN is calling for the creation of a demilitarized zone around the facility. The Kremlin calls that proposal unacceptable, arguing that the removal of forces would only make the site more vulnerable.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Ukraine's capital of Kyiv. Last night, Ukraine's president said Russia's radiation blackmail continues, and he accused Russia of turning a nuclear power plant into a target. The most popular attractions at California's Death Valley National Park are reopening today, but visitors are being warned that some access roads remain closed. The park was heavily damaged by monsoon thunderstorms 2 weeks ago. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.